Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Thursday, February 8th. WrestleMania is still 2 months away, but they had not really a press conference. They had the kickoff tonight. The press conference is going on afterwards, not televised. I'm here with the Blueprint, Mr. Matt Morgan. Matt, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, folks. Welcome to another outstanding edition of Gigantic Pop. I'm Matt Morgan, joined by my guest host, co-host, Raj Geary. Glenn is out there in Las Vegas as we speak. At the WWE WrestleMania press conference. And I just want to say that was frigging awesome. I loved every second of it, especially my favorite part. Here's The Rock trying to get himself over with his, you know, as soon as he brought the microphone up to go to do it, finally, right? And they booed the crap out of him. Yes, good job. At least the fans did that part right in Las Vegas. But we'll get into it if you want to give them a play-by-play of if folks did miss it. You know, as soon as Rock said, like, crybaby Cody fans or whatever, right. I was like, fans, why are you not chanting F you to Rock? You guys should go be bananas on him right now. But
I'll digress. Yeah, well, I mean, this looked like I don't know if you saw the Rock's interview with Pat McAfee earlier.
Oh, no.
He ripped Cody France to shreds. That's where he came up with the Cody crybabies and talking about how they've been complaining and why. You got to see the clip. I had texted it to you earlier.
Oh, man, I missed it. Sorry.
Yeah. The Rock kind of he kind of started it earlier tonight or earlier today and continued the press conference. The press conference, we had Big E. Again, I'm going to stop calling it a press conference. The kickoff, we had Big E, CM Punk, and Pat McAfee. Great seeing them all. I thought they did a tremendous job together. CM Punk, I hope we see him on commentary while he's out. And same for Big E. I hope they find something behind the mic that he can do.
I thought both him and Big E brought more energy. And we're talking about Pat McAfee, by the way, who has insane amount of energy, and I love him on commentary, right. But I'm sorry, Big E and CM Punk stole that, I thought.
Yeah. So we had that at one point. Pat McAfee, he got a Rocky chant going. He accidentally said the letters WWF, which they muted out of the commentary. So they're still doing that. So pretty cool stuff. They also announced the new WWE Speed Series that's going to be exclusively on X. It's a series of 5-minute matches with 5-minute time limits. So just on X. So another media rights deal, I guess, for WWE.
I like that. I like that idea. Gets talents, maybe more underutilized talent and opportunity. Maybe they make the most of it. The head honchos see something because they've got new leadership, essentially, right? Maybe they see somebody they like that hasn't been getting an opportunity. I love that idea.
Yeah, same here. Out came Triple H next. Triple H pretty much in his own way, acknowledging that Vince McMahon is gone. His era is done. And he said, it's a new time, it's a new era, and it's an all-new WWE, and you haven't seen nothing yet. So and also mentioning the first WrestleMania, the tag match with Hulk Hogan, Mr. T versus Roddy Piper and Mr. Wonderful and all the celebrities involved. So cool moment, short and sweet, nothing earth shattering. Anything to add to that?
Yeah, that every single thing they played from WrestleMania's past, especially the Mr. T Hogan tag match of WrestleMania 85, had no Vince in it at all. Zero. No, welcome to WrestleMania that we've seen for 39 years. going into the next WrestleMania. It's the first time I recall not seeing that being replayed. Well, better yet, they used the one from WrestleMania 3, technically, of Vince and the Pontiac Silverdome screaming that. So whatever the math is on that, 36 WrestleManias, whatever. All of the commentary was either Gorilla, Howard Finkel, anybody but Vince for obvious reasons. But they did a very smooth job of it, by the way, because it didn't feel like it was missing any. It didn't feel like it was missing anything.
Did Vince didn't even do commentary at WrestleMania 2, right? When they did it at the three locations that I can recall.
Right, but going into that Mania, Tuesday Night Titans, there's so much interviews that Vince did with Mr. T and Hogan training together. That started off, if you remember his interview. And again, not having his voice, but the thing itself, the press conference tonight itself, I mean, my wife, we were on the way back from the gym watching it on my phone, you know, I was listening to it as I was driving, and just... The fans were just booing and booing. I was like, oh, this is a good crowd. But then, like, I'm like, start cheering for Cody. And I'm like, where the hell is Cody's music? They're talking about family. He just said how great their family tree is. I'm like, this is such an easy link. Cody's music hit now. There's only one, you know, there's not only one, you know, what does he say? Wrestling Royal Family, whatever the hell it is.
Right.
In the beginning of a song, like, this is so obvious. What are they doing? Then they have him come out with no music. I got really annoyed with that, going, are they purposely trying to undercut him at every turn? Because yes, we did get the announcement that I'm a Cody crybaby. I guarantee you can't whip my ass, so there's that. and I'm not alone. I know Rock thinks like this is like, oh, these are internet smart marks. No, dude, this is mom, dad, like I said, the kids. These are families. These are not just internet wrestling fans. These are fans in general that been on this journey with this cat for 2 years. You know, but and he hasn't been watching the show, in his defense, right? There's no way he's been watching the show, so he doesn't know.
I think this was all part of the plan. Rock was clearly kind of turning heel here.
In the beginning, no. I don't think this was, no.
According to Dave Meltzer, they knew that
the after the fact said this is, really? Good job. I'm going to call the lot. Listen, folks, I'm going to call the Powerball tickets a winner tonight after it's already been called and predict that I knew the numbers the whole time while we're at it. What? Right.
But according to him, this was planned out before the Royal Rumble, even, that Roman was going to call out Rock, or, you know, they were going to do that angle, but Cody was still going to win the Rumble to build sympathy. Mm-hmm. Cody was going to give it up, and the Rock, and they knew that this response was coming. Maybe not for the Rock, but at least for Cody.
I hope so. Listen to me. When I did my K-Solo gigantic pop here by myself that day, I said there's definitely a misdirection we're probably missing, and I hope, I pray that we all just get for the ride, because it's the best. I know fans like to be right about being able to predict things. I'll be real. I don't. I like being taken and played and get my emotions all gassed up, and they just yank the carpet out. Like, they don't get to do it very often in pro wrestling nowadays.
And you know, when a lot of times you'll get people going like, oh, you guys were wrong. I'm like, I'm glad we were wrong. I'm glad we didn't, you know, that it was unpredictable. I'm glad it was something that we didn't see coming. So
and folks, just to be clear, I don't want to speak for Roger Glenn. I'm never in this to give you guys frigging predictions. Like, it's professional wrestling. Come on. I'm here to share at least my perspective, my super nerdy fandom, because it's ridiculous. If you guys could have seen me, my wife's like, well, I should be recording you right now, because the fans would be laughing right now. They think that this is hilarious, and your big 7-foot goofy ass jumping up and down in the kitchen.
Sorry, Matt, you froze up there for a second. While we're getting Matt back, Dylan Matthews with the $2.99 super chat. Thank you, Dylan. Should CM Punk or Big E join Raw commentary? For a 3-hour show, got you back, Matt.
That was weird. Sorry about that.
Yeah, no problem. Dylan Matthews is asking, should CM Punk or Big E join Raw commentary?
Yes.
3 hours is a long time. I think they could use a third person.
I think they could. Definitely, like, I love both of them. I really loved both of them. And Big E wasn't scared to say a couple of pretty, you know, out there things about the board, rock, you know, right. That's your book. Like I was pretty impressed.
Yeah.
Yes. Like, I love Big E too. Like, we knew Punk was going to be gold, obviously.
Yeah.
But Big E was really good. I was impressed.
Yeah. And we'll get back more to Rock and Roman and Cody and that whole thing that came up. Let me just kind of go through the rest of this.
Yeah.
The presser, we had Bianca Belair come out next. She kind of, you know, talked about her achievements over the past few years at WrestleMania. She mm-hmm. brought up Sasha Banks. I think that's the first time, like, in a mm-hmm. public setting that they've really brought up Sasha, especially now that we know she's heading to AEW. And so kind of surprising, like but yeah, it was cool.
I liked it. It adds more realism to it. And also the mark of the accomplishment, right? You can't, when the companies do that, when there's been a one-time thing that's never happened before and it finally happens and it's two opponents and the other opponent's wrestling for WCW or something like that, they wouldn't mention the person's name. That's so lame.
Right.
And so I give her, you know, props for doing that. It made it more real. Therefore, you could tell it meant more to her, if that makes sense.
Yeah. And so Rhea Ripley was out next, you know, talking about how she's been dominant and got interrupted by Becky Lynch. Had a little back and forth. Becky says she's going to win the Elimination Chamber. It's her first time in. Also said to Becky Lynch also said to Rhea Ripley, you know, mommy's always on top, but mommy's going to find out what it's like to be a bottom.
She was so smooth and comfortable out there, wasn't she, with that audience?
Yeah, I thought so her smooth. And Rhea and Bianca, all three of them, just looked like total superstars. I hope they have something huge for Bianca because she Me just too. Came off so great, and she just kills it every year.
She does. That smile. That's I know it sounds weird, but that smile, like, it could be a complete stranger, like. I've never watched wrestling before. I click through channels, you stop, and you just see she's just so authentic. I guess is what word I'm looking for. Very organic, authentic. You tell she's excited all the time, very happy, and it's all natural. When I was a baby face, I'd have to pretend to smile because I really didn't want to smile.
And so it's clearly going to be Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch at WrestleMania, but they're still doing Elimination Chamber. You got the Women's Chamber match. Becky's one of the participants in it. Mm-hmm. They're doing an eliminator match or whatever you call it with Bianca and Mia Yim. So
yeah,
so that's this Friday. But you also know that Rhea Ripley's gonna be beating Nia Jax. It's almost like, why are they even having Elimination Chamber? But hey, it's a stadium in Australia, so you gotta do it.
You got
plus we gotta see what's happening with Seth.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And then we kind of got to the main event. Seth Rollins came out, did his shtick, was calling out Cody Rhodes. And Cody, I got to mention tonight, Cody with a mixed reaction. Like when they showed him early in the kickoff, arriving at the arena, he got booed. Kind of got booed until the ending segment after The Rock. So
that audience, I'm going to get more from Glenn, obviously. And just folks, if you didn't see that, this was set up exactly like the Hall of Fame would be set up, as far as the side, like earlier Hall of Fames, I should say, with a portion of an arena, like the back corner of it, essentially with tons of fans there. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
And what was weird though is I noticed that too, and I'm not saying it because I'm a fan of Cody or because I want to see him beat Roman Reigns or WrestleMania too. I'm just being honest. That there's something there with that audience. I got to ask Glenn because he was there. But something felt very, very, very weird about it. And I don't know what it was. It's going to sound like a conspiracy theory, so I'm not going to say it.
So we had Seth out there. The Rock came out. Him and Roman took a couple shots at each other. Roman is just so much better at it. Seth said something about
he's the best.
Roman finally showing up at work, and Roman said something about Seth wearing his wife's shoes.
Oh my God, he hit back harder. The first punch was really good by Seth. I popped for that.
Yeah.
The second, the comeback was way harder. He's
Roman's just too good at it, and he just sounds so believable. Even later when he's like, "Go stand in the secondary corner in the B corner," but. We'll get to that.
The number twos.
So Roman says who he's choosing to face at WrestleMania, and he chooses The Rock. The Rock's music hits.
okay, so just to, when he's saying this, I'm popping Hughes. I'm still driving home and I'm listening to it. I'm like, so my wife said, why is that funny? That's not funny. Because she wants to see Roman Cody too, right? I'm like, because it's not his choice. He does not get to choose. Right. And I go, that's why it's so hilarious, because it does it so effortless. Everything he says is effortless, and that's what makes me pop twice as much.
And so, I mean, you could clearly see that The Rock was going for the heel stuff here. He got a mixed reaction. You could hear a lot of Rocky chants throughout the night, but the boos kind of outweighed that. And then once The Rock took the mic, heavy boos once he started to speak. And he basically said The Rock versus Roman Reigns was going to be the biggest WrestleMania main event of all time. And he talked to the press corps down there. Glenn Rubenstein, our co-host, is down there as we speak. And he introduces the press to the Cody Crybabies. Crybabies, Jesus. a phrase he came up with earlier today. So definitely going for that heel heat.
Yeah, yeah. Part of me was like, does he really think he's that over? He might think he's that over as a babyface still. Because you got to remember, like 1998 or 99, when he was at his height of being a babyface, he could go take a dump in the ring and they would go bonkers for it. Like, he could do no wrong. Like, he's the most over babyface, I'll just be honest, I can recall ever seeing. Even Cody at this height, it's not even debatable.
Oh, no. Rock at his peak, there's nothing like it. No. Outside of Austin and Hogan.
Oh, duh. Yeah, duh.
The Rock, he told the fans to look at this video or this picture he's putting on screen. He said they may not like it, but they'll learn to respect it. And he shows the bloodline. Jacob Fatu's name on there instantly caught my eye because it was kind of...
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
So he kind of, talked about his grandfather, you know, Roman's family and how their blood. And now you could tell that The Rock is, you know, trying to get the booze because he says they are the dominant family in wrestling, you know, kind of taking a shot at Cody and Dusty.
Yep.
And
can you tell the folks really quick what I don't know if we were talking on the phone after the podcast or we were texting the other day. Mm-hmm. Remember, I said to you, I go, can you imagine if Rock joins in the bloodline? Like, yeah. It will be super steroided, on steroids, on steroids, on steroids, bloodline. And it needs the freaking rejuvenation it really needs, times 1,000.
Yep. And to everyone with the super chats, we're going to get to it. Krana Shah is saying this was absolute cinema.
It was. Yes.
So he shows the bloodline family tree. He says they're the dominant family in wrestling, and if the fans don't see that, it doesn't matter what they think.
He was doing it slowly. He wasn't over the top asshole just yet when he was saying that. He didn't go, it doesn't matter. He didn't do it normally. He was testing. He looked like he was still testing his normal Rocky shit out, all of his isms and his sayings,
right.
And like and not the normal base he says it with. Like, still test. He made us feel, at least me, the watcher watching it, that he was still testing the waters. Like, wow, they really don't like this. I got to be careful here. Like, he did a very good job. And we got to remember, this dude is an actor. I know people make fun of him. They think he's not a good actor and this and that. I'm sorry. He got me tonight.
I thought he was great here. And then Cody comes out, no music. He just comes out and yells, this is bullshit. And he goes on to cut a promo. He says Roman doesn't get to dictate who he faces at WrestleMania. He said he made his decision and he chooses Roman Reigns. Crowd goes nuts.
Do you know what would have been funny? Funnier? It would have killed the mood, but it would have been funny. If Cody comes out and goes, remember that time, Rock, on SmackDown when I said, I made it look like that I wasn't going to be fighting Roman at WrestleMania? Psych! I am. Get out of here. Beat it.
Yeah, I lied.
I was just kidding. Right. I created 5 days of hell for WWE. My bad.
Yeah, I just wanted the fans to turn against The Rock. So the fans are going crazy. Roman, this is where Roman starts laying into to Cody. And Seth, you forget that Seth is there at this point. He's like, Cody.
Like, they shouldn't have put him in the back like that. I get why they did. But when they were in the ring last time, they were friendly enough between Cody and Seth. Where I thought Seth should have been up right next to him when it was like 2 against 1. Yeah. Just how physically it looked, I'm saying. Because it made Seth look like a jabron with his championship belt in the background, I thought.
He did. He it didn't even look like the number twos. It was the number fours.
You know? Right. Like, yeah.
But he was in there. He was in that mix.
Yeah.
So you got to think he's involved in that puzzle somehow, but we'll get to that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell them what Roman said though, because it was funny. You remember?
So he, I don't know exactly. And people in the chat, if you could help us out, but The Rock, Roman was saying, you know, go stand with the number twos. This is the big boys. just going at it. He was great here again with Roman. He doesn't feel like he's putting on an act. He feels like
no,
he would really say.
I believe he 100% believes all this. That's what makes it so freaking hilarious.
Anthony Puck bringing up that Seth was sticking up for Cody here, yes, he pounding off and cursing. Yeah,
dude, I thought Seth got his ish back at the very end, right before he got off stage. He goes, "I don't give up if you're on the board or not. Fuck you." Like he went off on him. It was believable. It was. Yeah. I'm sorry, it was.
I mean, I'm not big on tag matches anymore for WrestleMania, but this definitely seemed like they were building a tag match the way it went down. But I don't think that's what's happening. But
we need a Saturday night's main event thrown in here to get that out of the way somehow.
Right. Yeah, yeah. And so Seth at one point says, you know, with Roman's family that they would be disappointed, right, to see him where he's at.
Yes, he goes, Roman, your great-great-grandfather would be disappointed. He goes, his grandfather, the High Chief, would be disappointed. And that's when Rock, gets all big and tough guy and walks in there all slowly and gets all pissed, real pissed at Cody for saying
believable
that.
Pissed. Like, he's very
believable.
When you're insulting when you're insulting Roman's family, you're insulting my family. When you're insulting my family, you're insulting me. You're insulting our blood. And he goes and smacks Cody. I got to admit, I did not see that coming.
I didn't see any of this coming. To be fair, I thought they were going to bait and switch us more and make us wait more and more and more. So the crowd kept getting louder at these arenas to chant for Cody, et cetera, until we got to Mania. Then Cody would finish night two, no matter what, winning that title. But this is a different direction. And I'm not going to lie. It's more exciting.
Yeah. So all hell breaks loose. Triple H is out. You know, everyone's out there trying to break it up. You know, that's what you talked about with Seth. Was he's like, I don't care if you're on the board, F you. And then The Rock replied, he's like, whatever, F you. And like really letting it go. Like The Rock was just letting the language flow tonight.
He did. And then they go back real quick. If you folks didn't see it, they go back to the announce table again with Cole, Punk, Big E. And my brain farting on homeboy. McAfee. And they all were giving their own takes on it, etc. Pat was sucking up to The Rock too much, in my opinion. But whatever. I'm a big Pat McAfee fan. But anyways, they go back and forth. And I thought Punk, and who I love, you guys know I'm a huge Punk fan as well. But I did not like him coming so hard and heavy. That some man smacks you, got to smack him back. I'd be cutting eyeballs out and Big E had, if you listen closely, he get a really good rationalization for it. Going, dude, he's the boss. He's our boss, and because you can't do that with your baby faces is what I'm saying. You don't bury your baby faces like this. If he has to take a smack to the face, you all should be saying in commentary that, oh my God, Rock has no idea. You know, the blip, blip, blip that he just lit off in Cody Rhodes, and I'm calling it now, he's going to regret it, or something like that. That's how you protect your baby face. You don't say, he's got bitched out, punked out, and da-da-da-da-da. You don't do that, which I'm surprised Punk did, honestly, because he's so good. He's fantastic on that microphone in commentary. But then Then they went backstage, and they're interviewing Triple H about what just had taken place. And as Hunter is trying to give the interview, Rock and Roman walk by and just start blasting all these curse words off. And I didn't know what Rock said, but Rock said something that everyone in the arena went, oh, I mean, everybody, you can hear it at home. I want to know what he said. So Glenn's got to let us know. What did he say that got that big reaction walking by Hunter?
I think he said something to the effect, like, you're lucky your something is retired. You know, I'm sure he used some colorful language mixed in there, because Triple H said something back, like, actually, you are
lucky, like, we are too, something like that, right? Yeah.
Real quick, so this is Triple H on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Obviously, I don't think this is the end of this angle. He said, decision made. Cody Rhodes gets the chance to finish his story when he challenges Roman Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania 40. That's obviously not it. That's not the end of The Rock's involvement here. So.
No, don't take this from me, Raj. You're all happy that heel Rock almost ruined WrestleMania for us.
Bigfoot sneakerhead with the $4.99 super chat. What a night. Love it. Not sure what's going to happen. I love heel Rock. Triple threat match. CM Punk is right. Cody should have punched The Rock. Like
okay. Yes, he obviously should have. Folks, this is scripted. Okay. Let me be the spoiler. I'm sure it was not written, hey, you need to hit him back. And he decided not to.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That wasn't an ad lib either. You don't smack him in an ad lib, no matter who the hell you are. Yeah. So again, this was written out. So this is WWE's fault for, again, in my opinion, making Cody look weak. They've done it quite a few times now.
John Cena's ball spot. Rock heel, another thing for...
I love that name.
Rock heel, another thing for Cody to overcome. Cody should enlist Orton for help. Orton versus Rock at WrestleMania. Big match for both. Rock versus Roman next year.
I don't hate that because Randy's been spicy lately himself. He could have some real good comebacks. Obviously, I'm surprised they're not doing Rock and Roman. But let me ask you this. Would you rather have Rock and Roman, or would you rather have Rock be a part of the freaking bloodline and just throw gasoline on the entire wrestling galaxy for the next 20 years? Because no one's beating him.
The way they were together tonight and the way they were backstage, it doesn't seem to make sense to have them wrestle each other at this Mania.
One more thing. Mm-hmm. And this is just me being a bodybuilder, Mark, right? And lifting and all that, the crap that I'm into, right? Rock is so big.
Yeah.
Do you think that he makes Roman look like lesser than, or am I over analyzing that?
Well, when they were standing face to face on SmackDown, Roman actually looked a little taller than The Rock. Okay. But yes, I meant to
tell you that Kevin Nash and Big Show both taught me how to do that when I'm doing a face to face with somebody in the ring, on how to appear bigger than taller than I really am when I have somebody in the ring that's my height.
Yeah.
Kevin Nash used to do it to Big Show all the time, by the way, in WCW back in the day. Go back and watch the NWO clips. You'll see what I'm talking about. You'll be like, wow, Kevin's as tall as Show. Kevin Smart. But my real quick, my point is they played an angle there with that. But in real life, you could see the difference between those two.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm wondering if it hurts Roman or not. But
yeah, we got another super chat here. Seth versus Roman and unify the titles. Rock versus Cody. Roman wins. Cody wins. SummerSlam. Cody wins the title and then ends the streak right before he passes Hogan.
Hang on real quick. What? After all that, after all what this company's just been through to get freaking Cody to WrestleMania to finally win the title, and you're saying, hey, let's bring it to, so was it Survivor Series or SummerSlam, is he saying?
SummerSlam, I think.
I mean, hey, honestly, brother, you know what? The way they've been booking things right now, any one of us could probably be calling out the right shot at this point. Who the hell knows?
That's what I love right now, is it just seems so unpredictable. Which
beyond unpredictable.
Yeah, usually with WrestleMania, it's very predictable heading into it. Landon Phillips with just a dollar super chat. Thank you so much, brother. We appreciate it.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Landon.
And in case you guys missed it, let me see here. I am not good at this, but
what is it?
The Triple H. The Triple H Twitter post. Yeah. Decision made. Cody Rhodes gets the chance to finish his story when he challenges Roman Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania. Obviously, I don't think this is done here.
But, stop. Would you stop being such a freaking pessimistic? Hey, I'm going to call you a rock guy, baby. Because your best friend, the Hollywood sellout, is not getting his main event. He doesn't need it. He's the Rock. Sorry, I'm joking.
Aren't you sick of hearing the phrase "finish the story"? Jesus.
I mean, I don't know. Not now. I was for a while until it came out because of what they did with Cody toward the end there. Yeah. And kudos to them for doing that, because I'm a freaking former wrestler. I'm not supposed to be.
Yeah.
I'm the one supposed to watch this and be able to like, oh, God. So, hey, honey, so this is what's going to happen next. And this is what's going to happen 3 months from now. And this is what's going to happen 6 months from now. And it's called a layered storyline. And that, this is how it's going to work. And so as a former wrestler, watching all this and being able to still be, you know, hooked is awesome. Awesome. It makes me remind myself, like, makes me think back when I was a little kid watching this stuff.
Yeah.
And not being able to know what's going to happen. I love that.
Yeah, it's great. And thank you guys tonight. Please take a quick second, hit the like button, hit subscribe. This is, I think this is our best live number we've done yet. So appreciate it. I feel like we're growing every day. So please take a second, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, please, guys, guys and gals, please subscribe, share it on your social media if you can. Hit the notification. I know every podcast says that. The reason I say is because we jump on here all the time unannounced, because we always want to be as in front of this stuff as we can as far as reactions go. And right now, tonight, Raj, I just decided something. My wife gave me the idea. She told me I need to start letting her record my reactions to a lot of this stuff. She goes, they're going to think you're hilarious, Matt, or you're a complete dork, one or the other. I'm like, I'm telling you, I jump like 5 feet in the air, like in my kitchen, in the middle of drinking getting my protein shake together. When Cody came out and said that he's calling out Roman, I was like a complete fanboy. And she's like, "Oh my God, how old are you?" And she goes, "I need to record this."
That's awesome. Tamor Khan with the $4.99 super chat, and after this we will get into what we think is going to happen next and where it goes. But real quick, Tamor Khan saying, just showing some love, guys, big fan of the Blueprint, Matt Morgan.
Thank you very much, Tamor, appreciate you very much. Thanks for saying that, and thanks for watching.
Absolutely. And the Tornado T5 with the $1.99 super chat, screw The Rock and he can hit the roof.
Yes.
Yeah, right. All right. So Matt, I got to admit, before the melee happened and then Roman and The Rock were kind of in cahoots and it looked like The Rock was in the Bloodline now with, on Roman's side, mm-hmm. It looked to me like they were going with Rock versus Roman night one and Roman versus Cody night two.
Mm-hmm.
And after what happened, is it a tag match? Is it a triple threat? Is it a four-way? What do they do?
We got to remember Seth's injured. Mm-hmm. I think that I'm not going to say that you are going to arrange a tag match because Seth Rollins is injured, right? Of course not. But I don't think you give Cody out there on night one and you lose that. You just lose the pop that you get the first time he comes out, WrestleMania Night 2, and his big match, he's finally going to finish the story, all that good stuff, right? You lose some of that having him out there the night before, physically. You can do a backstage promo with him, fine, but not in the ring, not any action, not a match. So remember, we have 2 months still. They can get that little tag match in there whenever they want to. They can pull something out of their butt for all we know right now. I don't know, a month and a half from now, saying, you need to see this. This is the greatest. They're not going to call it live event, but like what Tony Khan just did the other night with that Boston show, right? Just a random, live event out of left field that they're turning into what would be a normal, as big as a pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm. Glenn.
Who couldn't resist?
Glenn, pop it in.
I'm here in Las Vegas, Nevada, where wrestling media was almost universally denied access to interviews. After the press conference, Issa's here.
Issa!
Hey, Issa!
Hi, Matt!
How are you?
Good to see you guys.
You too.
To see you.
I got to acknowledge my tribal chief, and that's all that matters.
No, we got all sides represented here. We got a Rock guy, a Cody guy.
Here's the deal. I don't know if you're talking about this, but after that confrontation, Triple H started the press conference talking about Paul Orndorff from Roddy Piper taking on Mr. T and Hulk Hogan in the main event of WrestleMania. This is going to be a tag team main event. This is going to be Cody and Seth versus Rock and Roman. This is how you let Rock break Hogan's record, and you could do all variations of that match. SummerSlam, Survivor Series. This is how you keep it going and keep it hot, because The Rock's around for a while.
But did you see Triple H's tweet?
I did, but it's wrestling and shit changes.
I think they do that main event before. I think they do that tag before they, if they do it, they'll do it before they get to Mania.
Maybe. I think if they do it, they do it night one. And then Cody versus, because it's just not as big as the world title match. You know what I mean? A tag match in this day and age just doesn't have the same gravity.
But if you have Roman versus Cody right now, and The Rock is pissed at Cody, and The Rock costs Cody again at Mania, like, Cody's toast, man. You can't do that to Cody.
No, well, he can't come back from it either, I'll argue. Yeah. He just won the title. He's done.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
I don't think he could do a tag match as the main match. I think it has to end with Cody winning the title. I don't think now announce Cody and Roman and take that away.
Hey, Raj, I'm sorry, Glenn, real quick. Can you tell us, when Hunter was backstage and was being interviewed, Rock and Roman walked by him. They said some stuff, but they bleeped out this last line that Rock said. What did he say to Hunter?
He dropped an F-bomb.
Okay.
Do you know what he said? Like, hey, you're an effing bleep?
Yeah, he said, that's fucking ridiculous.
That's it?
No, it's not like he dug him deeper than that.
He said shit a few times before that, but yeah, he said, this fucking ridiculous. And
when they were backstage interviewing Hunter, though.
Yeah, correct.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it. I thought he said something about like his, you know, I was hoping it was like something about his family. Like, hey, look at your family. Yeah. I was hoping it was something like that.
No, it wasn't that good.
Damn it.
But no, it's just crazy, weird vibe. Like, just so everybody knows, and you're probably gonna see more about this, a lot of wrestling media just got shut out. Like, local ESPN people got in, but the press section was not full. In fact, the press section, I'd say, was probably 65% empty. Hmm. The stuff that they sold was like 80% sold. Access the floor seats, and the fans got to the cocktail party.
They sold access
like $500 a pop, and then $2,000 a pop. Yeah, and they got
some people paid
$2,500, and they got a cocktail reception and a
for
Cody
press.
To sit in the front row. All the front row was people that paid money.
Okay, because the rest was all free, right?
All free.
I mean, I know you were free. Oh. You know, we were free.
Yeah. But... yeah, and it was packed on the sides, but they tarped off the back of the inside of T-Mobile.
And folks that are watching right now on Gigantic Pop, this is why we need your help. You see that? We got to grow. We got to be bigger. Yeah. So when we send Glenn out to cover these huge events, this itch doesn't happen. And he's treated like the king deserves to be treated back
there. Yeah. I prepped.
We're not wrestling media. We should be there with ESPN.
I did an hour prepping questions for Cody, Bianca, Becky, Rhea. No. Like, I did the whole – dude, I have this great thing with Cody if I ever get to interview him, set to go. So we'll see.
Yes,
man.
You do.
But this is what's going on.
If it's what you texted me, yes, you do.
It is what I texted. Yeah. It's going to be amazing.
I'm gonna contact a couple people with WWE because that's they told me.
You give me 2 minutes with Cody, and I will get a video that will get a million views.
Yeah. Yes. He's not exaggerating either, folks.
And we could do it anywhere.
We're gonna do it. I'll pull some. Do you have
fun at least?
Yeah, it's a good hangout with Issa. We went and saw David Copperfield last night.
Oh, wow.
He's old. He's bitter, and that made it even more enjoyable.
Yes.
So you lived in Vegas. Is it like me and Fred? I don't go to Disney World because
I
live here.
Shit, man. I don't do anything. Yeah. That's why, I mean, like, I'm annoyed because I drove 30 minutes to go to this today. I could have watched at home. But, like, there are people that spent, you know, $1,000 flying across country. They're just turning around and going back. So, but anywhere you go with Issa brings the party with her everywhere. So, Vegas.
Nice. So, man, that's awesome. That's cool. Yeah, we'll see. Triple H did open the press.
Tonight.
What's that?
I'm across the street tonight, man. You get a hold of anybody, I'll talk to whoever. I got stuff prepped, man. I got cameras, I got good microphones, I got everything. So let me know. But I just wanted to hop on and tell you guys, telling you, tag team, I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay. Ooh,
there it is. My prediction.
Glenn thinks tag team. What do you think, Matt?
Hell no. No. Cody's beating Roman. Sorry, Ethan, not sorry. On night two.
What do you think happens with Rock?
Who cares what happens? We know what happens to the Rock.
No, but does he have a match at Mania? Do they do?
Yes, definitely. Well? Yeah, it could.
Jinder Mahal.
There you go. That's where he should be. No, I'm joking.
No, you do Rock versus Seth now. You could actually do it with the way they were going.
If they could go in that direction, possibly, but still, I don't know, Glenn. Well, I was saying that's what's cool about this. Like, there's so much of this ish that we don't know, and it feels good not to know. I'm not lying.
But look at this, our biggest live number ever. I'm just hopping off for a minute because we got to figure out what's going on next. But Raj, work your contacts.
All right.
right across the street. So let me know.
Okay.
Sean Ross Sapp texted me and he's like, oh, I'm doing some interviews. And I'm like, screw you, Sean Ross Sapp. No, I'm kidding, Sean. I love you. yeah, a couple people got in, but most wrestling media did not get in. So, okay, you guys take care of business and we'll talk offline later. Thank you, everyone.
Have fun.
We'll take care of soon.
Thank you, Grant. Bye, Issa.
Bye, Issa.
Bye.
All right. You. I'm going to steal your prediction now. I'm making it my prediction since you are no longer owning it. I think it's going to be Rock versus Roman. Not Rock versus Roman night one, and then Cody versus Roman night two.
When did I say that wasn't going to happen?
You sound wishy-washy on it now.
No, I didn't say that. Glenn said, well, what do we do with you? Say, what do we do with The Rock? I said, I don't care what we do with The Rock.
Okay.
Right. No, that's still definitely what I think. However, I'm really interested to see what they do with Rock and the Bloodline. They got to go full in on this. And if they do this, ugh. Like, I'm almost more interested. I hate to say it. I'm almost more interested in that, I think.
Yeah.
Of Bloodline now getting on, like, because, okay, now let me ask you this. Well, you know, Roman doesn't need the title for that, though. I know Glenn's big thing is, oh, he's beating Hogan's. He's going to beat Hogan's, streak of being champion. Mm-hmm. No. We have had this conversation before. I don't like what today's – it's not like an old man saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway. In today's society, everybody wants their favorite athlete to be the greatest of all time, and they skip itch all over the place to do it. Yep. LeBron is not the greatest of all time, folks. It's Michael Jordan. Sorry. It just is. Until LeBron gets himself six rings all on the same team, oops, it's too late for that. But – with this, they're doing it right now as we speak with Roman. Because Hogan is number three. Okay, this is the list. It's Bruno, it's Backlund, it's Hogan in that order. Not this, oh, and since the national, when did that come into the conversation? That was never brought into the conversation. It wasn't brought into the conversation when CM Punk had his long reign. Nobody said, you know what? He's going to be the all-time, longest reigning heavyweight champion in the national TV syndication era. Like, no, you don't get to change eras to tickle your fancy and get your favorite wrestler as the GOAT. It doesn't work that way. So going after Hogan, great. You're number three. Good story. Who cares who number three is of all time? I don't. I care about number one.
All right. Benji Game, sorry, man. Glenn just took off. We weren't able to ask Triple H on that. We did ask him what Triple H
said. That.
Yeah.
So, he's telling us to tell Glenn that. I'm sorry. I got you.
Yeah. No worries. And I think with that, I think it's going to be a hell of a ride. Does anyone care about Elimination Chamber? But we'll see what they do.
I really care about Elimination Chamber because they're definitely going to sprinkle some of this in there. No question. They will be in that pay-per-view somehow.
You think Cody's match is determined at Elimination Chamber if he's not a part of this four-way?
I don't know. If not promos, at least I'll take promos. I'll take what I saw tonight. Mm-hmm. But Cody getting over more than what he did tonight, getting smacked in the face and then make a fight of him for it was terrible on commentary. I didn't like that.
Yeah. The Token Dom, $9.99 super chat. Thanks so much. I think we're getting a tag match either at Perth or Mania. It'll hide The Rock from getting gas and Seth's knee. Rock was eyeing Seth on his way out. A tag match again. I just don't think that's WrestleMania worthy for a Mania.
It's not. It won't happen. It will not happen there. If it does, maybe night. No, because then you cheapen Cody night two by doing this. If it happens, I think he's right. It may be the Elimination Chamber. Maybe. That's a very big maybe.
That's like in 2 weeks, though. You would think they. I guess you don't need that much. That much built for it now. This is. This might be enough, but it's.
I don't know, and I'm kind of cool not knowing.
Yeah, same here. Savelli with the $5 super chat. Thank you, Savelli. Feels like corporate Rock and Reigns versus Triple H and Cody in a power struggle. Could they not do this? Can he enlist Orton or whoever? You know what? If Rock is now that he's on the board and if he's here long term, man, there's so much.
We should screenshot this. I actually don't hate this. I like this.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
I know they're older, but they both look amazing. I'm sorry. Rock and Hunter both look good.
Yeah. We're Akhard Joel Wood with the $4.99 super chat. Me and him go at it all the time on Twitter. Cody is the only one advertised for Chamber, but Perth wants The Rock. That is true. Roman Reigns is not has not been advertised for Elimination Chamber this whole time.
Hmm.
So
that's a good point then.
Great stuff, man. It's intriguing. Love it. I love the chaos. I like that it's unpredictable. It felt as real as pro wrestling gets to feel real. You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. Yes. Yes. Yeah. No, I'm with you.
Johnson Wild Spot again, $5 super chat. Rock in the Bloodline. Roman still loses at WrestleMania. He blames The Rock and turns on him. Bloodline beats him down. Bloodline Civil War over the next year.
John Cena's bald spot coming in clutch. I like that too.
I do too. That's the thing. There's like now they've opened it up to like 1,000 different things you can do, which
literally, like, not an exaggeration. There's that many.
Yeah.
Variations in directions they can go with this. This is, I know you sound like a complete like wrestling nerd. I don't care. That's why I'm on this podcast, to be a complete wrestling nerd.
So we'll be back soon. I think with all the news that happened this weekend, this week, I don't know if we'll be back on Sunday or not. If not, we'll be back very soon. So much big news happening. I'm sure we'll be back multiple times during the week. So again, hit the like on this video. It helps us out greatly with the YouTube algorithm. As Matt said, because we're doing these all the time with no set schedule, hit that notification button so you know when we're going on. And we really appreciate it. Matt, any parting words?
No, thank you all so much for it. You could have been on any other show tonight that's probably covering this, and you came to ours. You have no idea how grateful to every single one of you. I know I am. Raj's and Glenn is as well. Thank you all.
Yeah, and thanks for all the support for the Royal Rumble episode. And so we will be doing the same thing for Elimination Chamber. Thanks again, guys. Have a great night, and we'll catch you soon here on Gigantic Pop.
Screw you, Rock.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.